Upgoners.
Una, well done. Oh, my name is Chuks Aswegu. My social media handles na at @CHUKS_EA. Instagram and Twitter at @Chuks_EA. No be news again, say our 11 game unbeaten run done come to an end, even though we no lose, but we don't draw. So that one don't kind of dent our reputation, you know. But still, for my own mind, I still want to call them unbeaten because 12 games unbeaten. And we would also take into cognizance the fact that this Crystal Palace team no be pushover in any sense of the word, because even if they lose to all those them Burnley and all those them small teams, whenever they see big team, it just be like saying at that time they go put all their power. You know, if rather than last season, if you remember when Man City get about almost 20 game winning streak, now for Crystal Palace and the whole thing for Yakata now, because it remains more Man City for beat this Crystal Palace team, if not be say they no get better finisher and fear no greed them. Crystal Palace nearly won't beat this Man City team, but they draw. So if you look at on the balance of the whole game, really, I would take them as 1 point gained as against 1 point lost. But going forward, in the preview of the game, we don't already know saying Wilfred Zaha might be the main threat for this Crystal Palace team, and really show why in the threat, even though for my mind I still Man City reject, Man United reject. That was nothing, nobody could convince me otherwise. Now Man United reject him being. And he take advantage of the deficiency we will get for left and right back with Xhaka and Lichtstein. I don't know why we can't come out a Bayern for right back. I hope say no be injury. And even if not injury, I hope say the team not today serious. So. But then back to the game anyway. I don't mention the deficiency we will get for left and right back. Another thing is the timing of that goal on the stroke of half time. Really, no 2 day good. But then again, we don't show Sias Nana second half team, because the way we take response for second half, even though it was good, but me, I believe say for that first half, our showing did very, very poor. We don't create anything. It just bless it. We just destroy for pitch. Let's Crystal Palace just use us the limbo. And another one person will be, and really our big players not to come to the party from Ozil to Torreira. I try smash Ozil, especially like I said for me, yes, it did now one of the poorest games for the Arsenal team. Now one thing we say, you know, even score, but to make it worse, you now your mistake can't contribute to waiting cause the penalty. We be saying, come make us concede a second goal, we'll concede. So really, like I said, for me yesterday they supposed to come out, but hey, now manager know best. Moving forward away from the negatives anyway, I want pick out some few positives we are see for the game. Xhaka goal. That goal now contender for goal of the week, if not goal of the season. The angle, the execution, the panache, I mean, oh come on, man, that goal now, fantastic goal. And it don't show say Arsenal get a goal, a set piece threat, which was something we say we'll not get past season. So now, if you see free kick from that right angle, we don't know if you get person, we see they're capable enough to bend and enter. Another thing, we say, I will look at them as 1 point gained as against the 1 point loss, because down the season, 10 matches to go, 5 matches to go. When you look back, now this kind of small matches, maybe so you're supposed to lose 3 points. So you even manage get 1 point. Now this match is going to decide where you go finish. Because if they say we lose this match now, and we lose against small teams, especially all these tough away trips, we don't know, say these teams will bring their A game. And we will get 2 games. We they play for like 4 competitions. You know, say it no go easy for us. So I look at them as 1 point gain. And then, you know, you have to give some, cut some slack for the boys now. I mean, they don't play 3 games in less than 8 days. Play Leicester City on Monday. Travel to Portugal, go play Sporting Lisbon. Again, Sunday, never even reach 1 week with the play Crystal Palace away. So if you look at them, even though we do some kind of team rotation, the traveling and everything, we don't take its toll on the boys. So you really no go blame them. But that aside, I won't just move on from that game. We move on to the Blackpool game. We'll be saying that Wednesday we'll go play. I won't believe say the Elneny, the Welbecks, the Eddie Smith Rose and some other French players go come and start the game. If not for any reason, for sake of that Liverpool game we'll get in the coming weekend. Because I believe say now that one will be the real test. I don't want to talk about this Liverpool team and this Liverpool game for the past how many weeks now. Now this one will show whether we did serious about challenging, if not for the title, but at least for top 4. Okay, so I expect a lot of players to be rested for the Blackpool game. In any case, 1 point, no be lost. We move on to the next game. We still remain Gunners forever. My name is Chuks Aswegu. My social media handles, Instagram and Twitter, now at @CHUKS_EA, @Chuks_EA. Make you enjoy.
If you be Niger-born Arsenal fan, you feel contribute to the movement as we do on top Facebook and Twitter. Send us audio clip reaction to the match them, and you feel feature for we subsequent programs. Time don't reach for me to waka. My name, Natoni Do. Up Gunners!